Over 80 years ago, a group of Christian missionaries had an audience with Mahatma Gandhi to explain their work of evangelization in India. As the meeting was ending, Gandhi asked them to sing one of their favorite Christian hymns. They asked, "Well, which hymn would you like us to sing?" And Gandhi replied, "Sing the hymn that best expresses what you believe in the depth of your soul." What would you sing? Those Christians sang a hymn composed by Isaac Watts, an English Protestant Calvinist minister, known today as the father of English hymnody. When Isaac Watts was a young boy, he complained to his father that most church hymns were boring and old-fashioned, with tiresome tunes and words that meant little to his generation. His father challenged him, "If you can write better hymns, why don't you write them?" And the boy did. Isaac Watts went to his room and wrote his first hymn. By the end of his life, in 1748, he composed over 750 hymns. His most famous is one we sing every Christmas, although he never intended it to be a Christmas song. It is, "Joy to the world, the Lord is come, let earth receive her King." You might also recognize this one. "O God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come, our shelter from the stormy blast, and our eternal home." But those Christian missionaries visiting with Gandhi that day did not sing "Joy to the World" or "O God, our help in ages past." This is the hymn they chose to sing that day. "When I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my richest gain I count but loss and pour contempt on all my pride. Forbid it, Lord, that I should boast, save in the death of Christ my God. All the vain things that charm me most, I sacrifice them through his blood. See, from his head, his hands, his feet, sorrow and love flow mingled down. Did e'er such love and sorrow meet, or thorns compose so rich a crown? Were the whole realm of nature mine, that were a present far too small. Love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all." Isaac Watts was 33 years old when he composed those inspiring words. It is not by accident that he was the very same age as Jesus was when he died on the cross. On this Good Friday, we behold the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died. Behold the wood of the cross on which hung the salvation of the world. But the prophet Isaiah tells us in today's first reading that there was in him no stately bearing to make us look at him, no appearance that would attract us to him. So Pilate compels us to look at Jesus. "Behold the man," he says, "crowned with thorns and wearing the purple cloak of the high priest." They must look upon him whom they have pierced. Behold the man. See, from his head, his hands, his feet, sorrow and love flow mingled down. Did e'er such love and sorrow meet, or thorns compose so rich a crown? behold our Lord's love and sorrow mingled together. Today, dripping down his most holy face, then what crown in the whole world is more beautiful? In his sermon on St. John's Passion Gospel, St. Augustine writes, we gaze on his wounds as he hangs. We see his blood as he dies. He bows his head as if to kiss you. His heart is torn open, as it were, in love for you. His arms are extended that he may embrace you. His whole body is displayed for your redemption. Ponder how great these things are. Let all this be rightly weighed in your mind. As he was once fixed to the cross in every part of his body for you, so may he now be fixed in every part of your soul. Oh, yes. On this Good Friday, ponder how great these things are. Let all this be rightly weighed in your mind. Behold the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died. Gandhi was so inspired by those Christians singing, "When I Survey the Wondrous Cross," that Gandhi made it his practice to always sing this hymn at the end of his very long fasts. Today's a fast day, a day of fast and abstinence. But after the fast, he sang, "When I Survey the Wondrous Cross." And he especially loved, was often moved to tears at the last verse, where the whole realm of nature mine, that were a present far too small, love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all. Indeed, if all creation were mine, if I owned the whole world, that would be too small of a gift to give our loving Savior, Jesus Christ. Our Lord's unconditional love for us on the cross is so amazing that it demands that I give him everything, my soul, my life, my all.